Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for those people who have iman, belief, Allah ta'ala has given such a path, Allah ta'ala has given such a door, an opening, an opportunity, that if through that door a person starts to go through that door, grabs hold of that door, to get through the door, the opening, then nothing in this dunya is difficult for those with iman. Rather, Allah ta'ala has promised, forget about the dunya, forget about this world, nothing in the hereafter will be difficult for you, Allah says. Subhanallah. So that very few people attain that opportunity, grab hold of the opportunity, go through that door. But because we are those who do the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, and the result of dhikr is this. If we attain this opportunity, grab hold of it, and take hold of the door that Allah Ta'ala has offered to us, then a person becomes a unique example. He never has any issue, no problem remains as a problem, no difficulty, no issues or obstacles or hurdles or difficulties. His dunya becomes excellent, his hereafter becomes excellent. Subhanallah. And what is that? What is that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shukr, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grateful. This is the sift, the quality that Allah ta'ala has kept for the mu'min. This is a great karma, mercy of Allah that Allah ta'ala set aside for his mu'min. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Allah has promised. Every moment Allah ta'ala looks at this quality and attribute of a human being and gives elevation and promotion to the insan, to the human being, and lifts his status up high. In no way, if a person's in any circumstance, if he is grateful to Allah, then alhamdulillah, whatever circumstances are surrounding him, he starts to get promoted if he's grateful to Allah. Whatever he's going through, whatever situation in, scenario that surrounds him, ups and downs, whatever. Allah Ta'ala says, I do not stop that person's progression if he develops this quality of being grateful. Shukr. Shakir. Allah said in the Quran, that person who is grateful to me, I give him more. I increase that for that person. Wazidannakum. And Allah said further, that I give ni'mas, rather in this dunya and in the hereafter, both places. And Allah says, most definitely I give. Subhanallah. Most definitely. Imagine. Allah's confirming. And on top of this, Allah Ta'ala has given a promise. And Allah has given a warning that if you go to the alternative, negative, then my adab is shadeed, it's severe, my punishment is severe. For who? Those who are ungrateful to me. So now we need to ask ourselves, for a little bit of time, we need to think that how grateful are we servants of Allah? How grateful? In reality, until now, morning until evening, if I look at myself and I analyze my day, apart from crying, complaining, worrying, nothing else is there. Just from the face, we can see that there are always creases on our faces. Go home, outside, up or down. Whether a person's rich or poor or fakir, or he's got big status, king, minister, leader, whatever scenario we're in, we have issues. We don't see a person happy and joyful with glee. You'll see, oh, he's got difficulty, I started doing this and this happened, if he's poor, etc. There's nobody that we will see who will be, you can say, in anything that he's got no problem or he hasn't got an issue. Isn't this the case? So Allah Ta'ala said that very few people are there. But that person who gets this quality, alhamdulillah, of gratefulness, then he becomes a high level individual, a very good individual. Achievement. Every person we see around us, complaints and issues. If I don't do this, then this will happen. And if I don't change this, then my conditions will not improve. Or we cry, we lament, oh, my pension is not enough, I need more funds. Or today this happened to my children, my daughter, this happened to her. Something other along the line, something rather, if you phone somebody, you speak to somebody, oh, Hazrat, tell me wazifa, oh, I'm severely upset, I got this issue, difficulty, if this goes, then inshallah, everything's fine. There's nobody who is away from this sort of reaction. Yeah, so what is a person who does shukr? Who is the person that does shukr, who is grateful? Being grateful isn't that Allah has given roti or bread. Oh Allah, I'm grateful to you. Oh Allah, shukr to you. This is not being grateful to Allah. Yes, when you receive something, oh Allah, I'm grateful to you. Being grateful in reality, in actual fact, is this, subhanallah. Being grateful is that a person, even if he has nothing, he's grateful to Allah, subhanallah. Yes, this is being grateful. So, there's a word that's coming in my mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala wants the link of qurb, nearness and love with his creation. What is that link that Allah ta'ala wants? What is that? Allah ta'ala says that this is the link I need with you. And that is positive. A positive, robust link with Allah. In which Allah ta'ala says that every situation of your life that is surrounding you, it is as if Allah ta'ala is helping you and is with you and is close to you. Allahu Akbar. And whoever has this, subhanAllah, that's good. And whoever doesn't have this, Allah ta'ala has told a promise of the dunya and the akhirah. That person will cry in the hereafter if he doesn't have that connection. But the person who has this quality of being grateful, whatever's around him, whatever problems he's in, doesn't matter. If he's grateful, Allah says, I give him promotion, I give him more. So when there's a person in the world, we say that if he's stuck in a trap, he's got severe issues, calamities, difficulties, everyone's got this. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala wants to see his servant. That does he become my grateful servant or not? Say subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Yes. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala wants a positive relationship. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want negative, a person's crying, complaining. No. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want that. So big example here is that this wretched state of affairs when a person lacks hope, when he gives up, because shaitan was like this initially, shaitan. And so Allah Ta'ala says that I've degraded this status, this quality in the world most of all, this quality of where a person's wretched and complaining and criticizing and shunning. And a mu'min should never contemplate being ungrateful, to complain. And if we get something that's according to our desires, we're happy. And if not, we complain that there is loss, difficulties, problems. If a person's grateful, Allah Ta'ala's promise is what? That whichever situation you are grateful to me upon, then Allah says, I will give you promotion from there. What is that promotion? Allah knows best. What is that? What it is, and Allah knows how Allah will give promotion, advancement. So much a person gets contentment after this, that any difficulty doesn't look to him to be a difficulty. Rather, he gets satisfaction out of it. And he starts looking for difficulties so that he can be grateful and get elevated. Many pious elders we've seen like this, that Allah, is he unhappy with me? Looks like Allah is unhappy with me. We say, why? Because today I've got no difficulty in my life. In my heart or my mind, I've got no difficulty. Why am I so content and satisfied? Why are there so many positives surrounding me? Why is everything going straight without problem? Looks like Allah is unhappy with me. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala likes. Allah says, I don't give to you and you're grateful to me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I don't give and you're still grateful to me, Allah Ta'ala says. So this is a very brilliant situation if a person can create this and inculcate this. And everyone should have this. This is a defect that if we're lacking this, there's a defect. We're only happy at that time when according to our desires and our wants and our needs, our life is strolling along nicely. We want to live a life according to ABC. And when it comes, then we're happy. But when it goes against our desires, then what happens? Then a person who doesn't get the things he needs, he puts all his requirements and affairs, he assigns them to Allah. Allah, whatever you will, whatever you desire, whatever you've ordained, if I get this, that'd be good. If not, then no problem, I'm grateful. So that becomes the situation of that person's life. And you'll have seen this, that this quality that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, and he's mentioned in the Quran, that who is this related to? This is related to the action of dhikr. Dhikr, subhanAllah. With dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has attached this quality. Allah has attached this quality to dhikr. فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ Subhanallah. That the dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance, Allah says this action, the maqsad, the objective of doing dhikr, is so that a person becomes the grateful servant of Allah, subhanAllah. If we see this now, how much dhikr, we don't look at quantity, rather we require that our batin becomes pure and clean, such a batin that we shouldn't even realize that is this a difficulty thing or is this a easy thing, subhanallah. Am I getting loss here or am I getting a benefit here? No. From the tongue one thing should come out. Allah's happy with me, alhamdulillah, that's it. Fine, whatever's happening, I'm grateful. So we say many times, shukr alhamdulillah, shukr alhamdulillah. But when we get something that we are happy with, shukr Allah, alhamdulillah, I'm grateful to Allah, we're happy. But this is not the scenario of being grateful. Allah says that if He gives us the tawfiq, if a person attains this quality in his life, this characteristic, Allah promises that in the world I'll give him promotion and in the hereafter. And this is the path to promotion, the biggest and the greatest path to promotion. In reality, when a person's ungrateful, then he's ungrateful to Allah, he's complaining to Allah. And he stood in front of Allah and he's complaining. So anyway, alhamdulillah, this point came to my mind that we should pay attention to this, that Allah Ta'ala is making us do dhikr. After dhikr, we should see that what are we? What's our status quo? Have we improved? And we should have total yaqeen and certainty that Allah Ta'ala, whatever hal He's kept me in, whatever scenario He's kept me in, there's a reason for this, there's hikmah, there's something that Allah Ta'ala, may He not make me just content, and Allah Ta'ala, make me content with what You've given to me, and the path that You've got me on, the good path, make me content and not complain. Allah says there's nothing to worry about. In the Quran, Allah says that when you're content and satisfied with the hal I'm giving to you, then it's my job to say, look how I increase everything for you. It's my duty then. Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, then you have nothing to worry about, nothing to have any issues about. Whatever your scenario is, I am your Rabb, I want to give you what I desire, what I've ordained, what's in your destiny. But we think, no, if I have it like this, it should be X, Y, Z, everything should be like this. I tried my best, I pushed my best, and I worked hard, and I did this and that. No, 1 inch, 1 millimeter, we cannot attain anything from our attempts and our efforts. If Allah doesn't want something to happen, nothing can happen, nothing at all. Nothing. Doesn't matter how much you work, you strive, effort. When Allah desires, then it occurs. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't want, then nothing will occur. Nothing. That's it. So what's the best solution? The best outcome? That be pleased on what Allah Ta'ala has ordained, what's in the destiny, whatever is given to you, whatever you attain, that be happy with that and go with that. Go along with that. And turn your focus and attention to that towards Allah. Pay attention. That Allah, these are the conditions that have surrounded me. This is my status of life at the moment, the quality of life, and I'm happy with that. Whatever You give him, whatever You decided. Because when a person's in a difficult situation, then he thinks he's worse than everyone, and all the dunya around him is, to look here, this person's happy. Look, he's got nothing. And look, he's got this and that, and they're prospering, and they've got happiness. He thinks everyone around him is happy. So a very good method here is that when a person's going through a difficult phase in life, maybe a difficult, challenging phase in life, how should you be grateful to Allah? Straight away at that time, remember a ni'mah of Allah. Remember one of the great favors of Allah. And definitely Allah has given everyone a favor, an insan. At least, if you can remember any ni'mah or favor of Allah, then I'll tell you one ni'mah of Allah that you should be grateful for at that time. Even then, if shaitan makes that person blind, he cannot see the favors of Allah. He says, I ain't got nothing. People are like that, I've got nothing. And I've lost everything, and at this time I had this, I haven't got this now. And I heard the history of people, they tell you stories, they start the story and the recording, that person is breathing, even in breathing he should be grateful, and even he's got difficulty in saying that his breathing is a favor. May Allah Ta'ala not allow this situation to rise. If he thinks, a person, I've got nothing to my name, I've got no good qualities, I've got no good characteristics in my life, I've got nothing that I own, rather he's got everything. Are you not drinking water? Are we not urinating? Are we not eating food? Don't we feel hungry? Is this not happening to that person? So isn't this the ni'mah of Allah? Aren't these great favors of Allah? Subhanallah. Therefore Allah Ta'ala stops us urinating then. If we have difficulty urinating, illness. If Allah ends our hunger. There was an individual I saw, alhamdulillah, Amir, rich, wealthy. He said, I don't feel hungry. I've been to many doctors, the family members, they make such good food and I can't eat. I don't feel hungry. I don't have the pangs of hunger. Subhanallah. And he said, at least, for example, we're grateful that in the morning we've had an egg. Subhanallah. But we don't think about these things. We think they're minor. Shaitan makes us go so far from thinking and appreciating Allah's ni'mas, Allah's favors and gifts. And we need to win over this poor thought process. That we need to leave that negative thought process and go towards Allah. Go to the positive direction. This is called being your shakir. Leave the negative thought, I don't have this, this has happened to me. Come away from that. And remember those ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has given, those gifts and rewards, and run towards them. Allah, I'm grateful to you. I just ate this food. MashaAllah, my stomach is in a good shape. My digestion's going fine. And I'm feeling hungry again. Then I'll have a banana. So we should turn our face towards that situation that's in our life positive. That Allah's given me great ni'mas, great gifts and qualities and capacity, ability. Shaitan doesn't let us think like that. He doesn't let us turn our face towards them. And until today, as I said, I haven't seen the people smiling on their faces. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is great, glorious status of that. He never frowned or was upset. He would always be smiling. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. That even the big challenges of life that came across the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiyallahu anha said that even a challenge or a test was there, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be smiling. Confront every situation with a smile. Going home, our faces are swollen up, frowning, angry. I keep seeing when you meet me, I think, oh, again, he's crying, he's got issues and problems. I don't know what's happening to people today. Why are we all plunging ourselves in? If we get something, we cry. If we don't get something, we cry. Nobody exchanges words of happiness. I'm grateful to Allah. I've got no problems, no issues, and I'm happy. So brothers, whatever situations come across our lives, coming to our lives, Allah Ta'ala knows. Does Allah Ta'ala know about our lives? Does He know about our difficulties? Does He know about our issues? Then what are we worried about? What do we do running around, crying and banging our heads? And no, we shouldn't have creases and frowns on our faces. We need to seek Allah Ta'ala's opportunity for our improvement. That Allah's given me this, Allah's given me this. And shaitan, he makes every ni'mah look so minor, minuscule, small. You've eaten and come with ease and you drank water. He'll make you think it's a minor. But when he makes you remember Allah is when the urine stop, when you stop urinating, when you stop breathing, when your hands and feet start shaking, you can't have a feeling in them. Then we turn to Allah. But we don't think about Allah when we're walking, talking, we're vibrant with energy. We should say, Allah, I'm so grateful to you that my legs are moving. Subhanallah. So when you hear this and think this, say, subhanAllah, my legs are moving, my feet are moving, they're working. Won't you feel happy in your face? I've just eaten, Allah, I'm happy you've given me the ability to eat. But shaitan says, what? No, this is an important negative. You had a problem at a shop, at your work, employment, at your business, this person ran away, family problems you've got, and this quarreling and fighting home. He will take your thoughts always towards negative, negative, negative. He overtakes your thought process. Allah says, I desire that rather than thinking negative, remember my ni'mas, my favors, my gifts, and be grateful for this, and then you will be in a good position. So a few points, that few things we've got, all of us have, we cannot ignore those ni'mas of Allah. That for example, if shaitan has made us blind to Allah's gifts and rewards, and he makes us frown, we complain, and for example, you're sick, you're taking medicines and injections, at least one thing we've got, isn't it? All of us, at least look at that. Great name of Allah, shall I tell you what that is? Say subhanAllah. Subhanallah. That we cannot reject this. None of us are mad people. What is that? Iman. Iman. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. We've got that, haven't we? We should say, Allah, I'm grateful to you. Hundreds of thousands, millions don't have iman. Millions and millions don't have iman. You can be iman or maybe disabled, hungry, distressed, problems at home, quarreling, fighting, disputes, issues. But at least if I die someday, at least I'll get Jannah, because I've got Iman, the greatest treasure in the universe. At least remember that at the time of problems. At least remember that, isn't it? Isn't it? Yes. So if we remember this, that Allah, you give me Iman, Allah Ta'ala has promised, subhanAllah, that when you bring my ni'mas, and in opposition to any problem, when you remember my ni'mas, Allah says, when you remember the gifts I've given to you, Allah says, لَا إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, when you are grateful to me, I shall most certainly give you more and more. So Allah says, remember the gifts I've given to you, the favors, and I'll give you more and more. Imagine how a person will be elevated, promoted. Allah says, I'll give that ni'mah that you remembered of mine, I'll make it so strong and big, that in this world and the hereafter, I'll definitely, definitely give you the reward of that. This moment I'm reading the verse, it's in Surah Ibrahim, this verse that I mentioned in the beginning. So we are here, We need to realize this. And the people who are the dhakirin, it's very easy for them. That's why we do the dhikr of Allah. That Allah made this feeling, thought process, concept come into our minds and hearts. We shouldn't think about rubbish. Whenever problems come, difficulties come, issues come, you think, oh, this is happening in front of me, my child is disobedient, my husband's doing this, or my wife's doing this, and arguments are coming in between, shop problems, business problems, whatever problems. Straight away remember the ni'mas of Allah. Straight away. And we bring that in front of us. That, oh, I've been shunned out of my job, I'm being pushed out of my job, I'm getting the kick from the sack, problems, thousands of problems that go through our minds. And straight away, at least think, whatever, I don't have to pay any debt to anyone, I've come home, food is cooked, Allah, I'm grateful to you. When tomorrow comes, we'll see. When you're grateful, then Allah's promise will be fulfilled, inshallah. Allah's promised in the Quran, this is not a minor point, Allah's promised in the Quran. Allah says, وَإِتَّذَنَا رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, I'll increase it. I'll give you more and more in this world and the hereafter. Most definitely I will increase it. So the shakir, the dhakir, it's essential that he becomes a shakir. Grateful to Allah. Stop crying. Smile on the face. Laugh. And be grateful for everything. Say, Allah, your fadl, your karam, your mercy, your blessing. If one thing's going, remember what you've got. If something else is going, remember what else you've got. Don't forget that. That's it. That insan will become ajeeb, unique example of a human being who won't worry about anything. That he's lacking. I've got everything. A grateful servant of Allah says, I've got everything. I'm not lacking anything in life. What am I going to complain? At least I've got Iman. Subhanallah. Can there be any wealth greater than this for a human being? Tell me. Can there be? That there are people in the world in front of you today, people in countries, lands, rich, wealthy people, big pedestals are sitting on status in the world, but they have no iman, no belief. How long does it take, brothers, to go into the grave after passing away? How long does it take? So whatever we are, we have got problems, extreme issues, worries, difficulties, problems in life, but at least we've got iman, belief. And those who are grateful on iman, then where's that iman reached? Subhanallah. Who is the one who increases? Allah. Allah increases. Remember this. So, my friends, the wali Allah, he becomes a wali through being grateful to Allah. Everyone becomes a wali being grateful to Allah. So let's not do fake being grateful to Allah. There are two types of being grateful. One is showing off and fake that to show to people. And one is to be happy. For example, you're happy only. Oh, Allah's given me great turnover today and takings and savings, and you're being grateful for material things. No. Even in difficulties, you're immersed in difficulties and you're grateful. You're being grateful to Allah. You're remembering Allah. Inside, you're grateful to Allah. Allah, as a cure, Allah, may difficulties not continue to come to me, and be content and satisfied, and ask Allah for the best. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the capability and the ability. Ameen.
Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin Nabiyin ummihi wa azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kaseeran. Allahumma fir lana zunubana wa zulmana wa azlana wa jaddana wa khatana wa madana kulla zalika indana. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Ya musarrihal qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atika. Allahumma sammitna lal-iman wa ummitna lal-iman wa ashanna yawm al-qayamati wa al-iman. Allahumma aidina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma aidina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma aidina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma ista'inna bi sunnati wa nafa'na bi muhammati wa ashanna bi zamrati ya gareem. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Oh.